This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Tensions remain high on college campuses across the nation amid protests over the war in Gaza. Students are demanding that their schools divest from Israel. Columbia University student Kamani James says the school should not be cracking down on protesters.
It should alarm everyone that a university that has claimed for years to respect and uphold freedom of speech and protest, a democratic principle this country loves and defends, has abandoned that norm and seeks to use police and military violence to crush our peaceful demonstration.
Police in riot gear have arrested demonstrators at the University of Southern California. USC's main campus is closed due to the protests. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments on Thursday on Donald Trump's claim that he's immune from criminal prosecution for acts committed while he was president, namely Trump's effort to prevent Joe Biden from being officially declared the winner of the election in 2020. More from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Trump claims his actions while president are constitutionally protected official actions, and that the only way he could be prosecuted would be if he had been impeached, convicted, and removed from office first. Trump contends that if presidents could be prosecuted for official actions after leaving office, they would be unable to discharge their presidential duties effectively, and that the presidency would be forever crippled. But dozens of high-ranking former Republican office holders have filed a brief countering that you don't protect the presidency by immunizing someone who tries to steal it. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. is investigating a video that purportedly shows an American hostage in Gaza. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the parents of the hostage are pressing the Biden administration to bring their son home.
Jonathan Pollan says it was overwhelming to see his son, Hirsch Goldberg Pollan, on video describing 200 days in captivity in Gaza.
We're relieved to see him alive, but we are also concerned about his health and well-being, as well as that of all of the other hostages and all of those suffering in this region.
The young man's father pleads with everyone involved in the hostage talks, the U.S., Egypt, Qatar, Israel, and Hamas, to lean in and get a deal done. Hundreds of people protested outside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence, including some of Hirsch's friends. Part of his arm was blown off in the October 7th attack before he was captured. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The U.S. has sent longer-range missiles to Ukraine. The White House says the weapons were approved by President Biden in February and sent last month. On Wednesday, Biden signed a $95 billion foreign aid package to help Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. This is NPR. A new survey by AARP finds that about a quarter of workers aged 50 and older say they never plan to retire. Another 70% say they're concerned about running out of money as they get older. One in four respondents say they have no retirement savings. In Arizona, the state house has voted to repeal an 1864 abortion ban upheld by the state Supreme Court. Meanwhile, in California, lawmakers are moving to open the doors to Arizona abortion providers, just in case. CAP Radio's Kate Wolf has the story.
The Arizona ban would subject anyone who supplies or administers an abortion to 2 to 5 years in state prison. Legislation proposed in California would give temporary authorization to Arizona doctors to practice in California until December of this year. State Senator Nancy Skinner authored the bill.
I also want to give a shout out to Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, because she had the courage to put out the call to neighboring states to support Arizona doctors and patients. And that's what we are responding to.
Governor Gavin Newsom's office says the bill will be an important stopgap, even if the ban is repealed. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wolf in Sacramento.
Flight attendants at Southwest Airlines have ratified a new contract. The agreement includes pay raises of more than 22% effective May 1st, followed by annual increases of 3% in each of the following years. Southwest has roughly 20,000 flight attendants. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.